Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InterMattWrestle.com, LighthouseWrestling.com as well. We appreciate you listening. This interview brought to you by Clinch Gear. What do you say we head up to Ithaca, New York, where the plane just landed, and Troy Nickerson and his teammates just got back from skiing, of all things, in Breckenridge, Colorado. He joins us now. Does this senior, Troy, how's it going, bud?
Going well. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, real good, man. This is one of those interviews I'd never want to do, and it's that season-ending interview. It's the end-of-the-year interview. It's the end of your collegiate career as a competitive athlete in college wrestling. And first of all, let me tell you, congratulations. And on a personal note, thank you so much, because you are the very essence of the athlete that college wrestling can produce. You've contributed mightily with all your accolades. We'll get into those a little bit later, but has it sunk in yet that you've wrestled your final match as a college athlete?
No, it definitely hasn't. It's, you know, still weird to think about that I'm done. I don't think it'll kick in until the next season starts, and you know, I'm not in there warming up for that first match with the guys. It's definitely going to take some time.
Your NCAA championship last year has to be a high point, I would think. What do you think the low points are for you in your collegiate career?
The low points?
Yeah.
The NCAA tournaments, not getting those championships. My goal was to go in there and try to win four titles right from the start. And, I came close, pretty close every year. And, I'm really honestly just thankful for that one title. No, that's all said and done. And, other than that, I'm pretty thankful for my career, how well I've been able to perform. And, hopefully, it's a joy for a fan to watch.
I get a lot of emails after I interview you boys from across the country, but I get a lot of really good emails when I interview Cornell boys. I'm not sure why that is, but it seems to me you guys have tremendous support up there. And there's a couple emails that I've received over the last few days encouraging me to get to know you. I don't think Jeff Lewis knew of our previous relationship, but he's somebody you've worked with recently. Before I tell you what he said, tell me what relationship you have with Jeff.
Well, Dr. Lewis is an old maxillofacial surgeon in Ithaca, and he's a huge wrestling fan, and he's been a really integral part of our entire program here at Cornell. He's given guys like myself great opportunities in the summer to work with him as interns, and speaking for myself, it's probably the most beneficial experience in the medical field that I have had so far in my life. And I've learned a ton, worked hard, and I'm just thankful for the opportunities that Dr. Lewis has given me.
He writes that you are, and he capitalized the word best, the best student I've had the honor of mentoring in his 20-plus years as a medical educator. He has talents that nobody knows about off the mat. He's exceedingly bright, amazingly hardworking, and turns out to be the best surgical assistant he's ever had an opportunity to work with in two decades as a surgeon. Quite high praise indeed coming from a lettered man such as Dr. Lewis.
Yeah, that's interesting to hear. I try to work as hard as I can, in the office as I do on the wrestling mat. So it's nice to hear that. Whether I'm the best or not, I don't know. But I just try to work just as hard out there as I do on the mat. And I think it has a lot of correlation.
He writes to me about your injuries, and you and I have talked about these many times over the years, and it's been frustrating for you. It's been painful. This year, where you had an opportunity to back out after your first round loss, you chose to stick with it, to contribute to your team, to help build those valuable team points, to propel your team, the Cornell Big Red, to the best finish ever in the history of Cornell wrestling. I think that says a lot about you. He agrees with me. As a matter of fact, you finished this year at the Nationals in fourth place with a shoulder that was either in or out. And to battle Escobedo in the final wrestlebacks again as an answer to last year, where you beat Escobedo for the NCAA title, I thought was almost as if it was a script written by Hollywood. Can you talk about, you know, that fourth All-American status, that wrestle back with Escobedo, and your feelings immediately following the match?
Yeah, you know, it was definitely tough. It was a tough road back for me, and, you know, like you said, it was something that, you know, I was given the option to back out of, but, you know, just thinking about it, you know, there's never a thought that crossed my mind even about not competing. I mean, this was my, like you said, my last college competition ever. You know, my shoulders, at that point, I figured my shoulder is going to heal sometime. And, I mean, it was popping out regardless. You know, didn't really matter too much what I'd done. I was in a lot of pain. And, yeah, it hurt, but I just figured it couldn't get much worse. And, you know, I didn't accomplish my goal. I had lost. You know, I went into the national tournament with the goal of winning the national title, and that was no longer a goal, reality for me. So from there, I was going to go in, I was going to wrestle as many matches as I could and try to score as many team points for my team as possible, because I knew we had a legitimate shot at that point to even still win the tournament. You know, as it turned out, we took second, our highest finish ever, and, I mean, although my fourth place finish was the lowest I've finished at the national tournament. It's actually one of the more memorable tournaments for me. And I'm just thankful that I was able to come back.
It's amazing if you think about it, what you've put yourself through in the name of this sport, for the sport, for your team, as inspirational as it's been for your team. It's been an inspiration to those that have been watching, other teams, other wrestlers, your fans, fans of Cornell Wrestling, et cetera. It's been inspirational for them, too. Have you felt that, or is that just a byproduct?
Well, I hope, you know, some people have been able to get things out of it. Being able to, you know, wrestle through that pain. I think I was really able to motivate a lot of my teammates coming through, you know, those wrestlebacks, and, you know, hopefully propel them to, you know, fight through that pain, you know, late in the match when they're tired and, you know, maybe even hurting themselves. And, it's definitely been something that I struggled with, you know, and something I've struggled with for a long time. But, you know, hopefully other people can learn from it. I learned a lot about myself going through it, and, it was definitely an interesting year.
Now, When you make that decision and you tell Coach Cole, no, I'm going to keep wrestling, I'm going to battle through this, what's his response? Does he back off you at that point, or what transpires at that point?
Yeah, it was an interesting little, you know, conversation. It was right after my loss. I think he felt for me pretty bad because he knew how bad I wanted to win it. And, I mean, he wanted me to win it just as bad. And, he knew that for myself, nothing less than winning that championship would be acceptable. And, at that point, I think he knew how much pain I had been in, you know, not only just after that match, because that first match that I lost, I did dislocate twice, but just going through the entire year. I don't think he expected anything less than me, really, to not continue. I told him there was no way I was dropping out. I was going to fight back as hard as I could for the team, and, you know, I threw on my sweats and, you know, started cutting weight for the next day, and that was about it. We didn't really talk about it much the rest of the tournament. I just did my thing and tried to go as hard as I could.
I remember coming up to you, and I can't remember if it was Friday or Saturday morning. Was it Friday morning when you were sitting on?
I believe it was Friday, yeah.
Yeah, Friday morning, I came up to you, and I think Damian Hahn was there, And I'm not sure who all was sitting there in that corner, but I put my arm around your shoulder and talked to her for a few minutes, and sure enough, I put my hand on the bad shoulder, which is seemingly, that's your target. Mark or otherwise, that's going to happen no matter who you are. But I felt terrible after that. I'm glad I didn't slap your shoulder, but I would have felt even worse. But you've had some incredible moments in your collegiate career. You suffered a tremendous loss personally. You battled back from that, where others would have thrown in the towel and taken a semester or two off. You let wrestling be your home and your family. Can you describe that to our listeners? What that's like, knowing that you have that welcoming embrace of your team?
We are a family up here. We really take everything to heart, and we live together, we train together, and we all feed off from each other's energy. That was one thing, after I was given the option to, drop out, there's no way I was going to, quit on my brothers like that. They had trained too hard themselves all year long. We deserve to finish, they deserve to finish second in the country. And, I was going to do as much as I could to make that happen. And, I'm just thankful to be able to go out there and win, I think it was 5 matches to come back.
Yeah.
And finish 4th. And, I don't expect anything less than myself. Definitely by no means happy with my performance, but, I feel I went out and did as much as I could, and, hopefully they got a lot out of it, and, I know I definitely learned a lot. From the experience.
In closing, we've got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left. I get asked the question quite a bit. I have 2 boys in college, and the question is, well, your boys must wrestle, don't they? And I said, no, those 2 boys don't, but I have thousands of boys that do. And you're one of those special ones, man. You caught my eye, you caught my heart, and you wrestled for all the right reasons. And I want to give you the opportunity to thank your coaches, your teammates. Got about a minute and a half left.
Yeah, if it wasn't for, my coaches and my teammates here at Cornell, even back home, Shenango Forks, I wouldn't be at the place that I am today. And, it's because of them that I've had, the success I have, even going back to the previous year with my national title. We always say in the room, it's, not even us 10 guys that's up on the mat every day. It's the 40 of us that are in that room working hard every day. And, I think they deserve, just as much credit as we do. And, I'm thankful that we have such a close team, even with our coaches. And, I can't wait till next year to see these guys win it.
Well, you know what? He's not walking away. He's going to stick around and do as much contributing as he possibly can as he works to finish his medical degree in your effort to become an oral surgeon, a maxillofacial surgeon, continuing to contribute to the betterment of society. Man, I'll tell you what, Troy Nickerson, you are that 100% guy. Good job by you. Thank you again. Like I said, you got my respect and my heart. And on behalf of Dr. Lewis and guys like Dr. Lewis, Coach Cole, and Coach Hahn and the rest, thank you so very much.
All right. Thank you, Scott.